Zim's got it right. A little Purple Haze, a little Jimi Hendrix, a little Kyle Hendrix. I get it. It's time for Picnic. This is our segment we do every Tuesday to give the whole entire Chicago Cubs roster a nickname, a legitimate, authentic, real deal nickname for every player, coach, equipment manager, parking attendant, bouncer, peanut guy, licorice rope guy, cotton candy guy. This is all about the Download Nation. 312-981-7200. Call or text your ideas for nicknames. And if your idea is the one we choose, you win a prize. Tonight, we've got two great prizes. A pair of tickets to the soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. Also, a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. All for picking nicknames. In studio, our judge, Matt Klein. Matt is one of the Cubs Fan Jam Ensemble members who brought us such joy last summer. Matt, good to see you.
Good to see you, my friend.
All right, great to have you here in studio as well. All right, you know what? Let's introduce the players in which we will be giving authentic, legitimate nicknames to. One is tonight's third baseman, Javi Baez. Javier Baez, of course, utility player who's seen a lot more time on the diamond thanks to the injury to Kyle Schwarber. But Javi Baez was one of these guys who you really, I mean, last year, the year before, we're like, when's Baez coming up,
right,
man?
Right.
Ship Castro,
when are we
going
to see? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we need to get this guy, we need to get this bat in. He can hit the ball to the moon. All we kept hearing about was his AAA home runs right. That were, you know, going 540 feet.
So far, a lot of strikeouts, but to his credit, he did come through with a big, big Mother's Day walk-off home run in the extra innings to give the Cubs the sweep of the Nationals. So a lot going on there. Also tonight, fifth starter, Kyle Hendricks. Hendricks, of course, was on the team last year. He continues to be in the rotation for the Cubs now. He's kind of known to be kind of a smart pitcher.
He's a very intelligent guy, Dartmouth graduate. I know we're trying to pick nicknames for these guys, but we might as well get out of the way that he already has the moniker of the professor.
That's his nickname.
That is his nickname, but let's give him a new one.
No, that's a dumb one.
Yeah, I don't like that one at all.
It's
just easy.
There's already a professor.
It's easy.
In Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't Brad Palmer the professor on Channel 7? You can't be the professor. You can't just take that.
Exactly.
Like, at least with Justin Grimm, you're like Grim Reaper. All right, okay, so we get it. But with Hendricks, we need a new one. So 312-981-7200. Pete Zimmerman, what are you thinking tonight? Do you think this is an easy one or a hard one for people?
I think it's going to be an easy one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these are players, you know, you're not digging too deep in the roster. I mean, these are players that you watch
right
quite a bit.
So you know their tendencies, you know what kind of player they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to get to, you know, the Rizzos and the Bryants and the Joe Maddens and all that kind of stuff later as we get closer to prime time. These are like the starters.
Yeah.
You know, this is like
Baez, I think, is going to be a big part. Mm-hmm. Of this team now. I mean, he's showing an exceptional glove at third base, you know, pretty much forcing Brian out to left. You know, we're going to see a lot of Baez coming up here, so he's going to be a big part of this
maybe
team.
Maybe there's something there, like, you know, like maybe we can give him like a hot corner kind of
yeah,
nickname,
we could
right?
do that.
All right, so let's see. All right, so I've got people coming in. Let's try it. Let's 630 says Mr. T. Because Baez wears a ton of gold chains.
He does wear a ton of gold out there. I've always been fascinated by all those players that wear all that jewelry out there.
I don't know why you would do that.
I mean, you have a locker.
Right.
I don't understand how that's not a part of just the pregame before you head out to the field.
They know
the
they're on TV, so they want to look good.
I guess. I mean, that's what you need to look good is a big, huge honking chain that has to be getting in the way.
I think it's superstition. What do you guys think?
You think it's superstition?
These guys are so superstitious that if they get on a hot streak, and let's say they're wearing that big gold boxing glove.
I could see that.
Right.
They're going to keep wearing it.
All right.
So that probably explains why the pitchers wear like the more like hemp
right.
necklace. They're like, that looks really bad. No, I won a game in college. I'm just going to keep it on. All right. 847's got a good one. Okay. For Baez, for Javi Baez, a.k.a. Breeze. Says Breeze.
The Breeze created by his swing? Yep. Is that what was
takes a big
suggested?
Cut, yeah. Takes a big cut, moves right. some air. Breeze. What do you think of that, Martyr?
That's okay. That's okay.
All right, what do you got?
I don't
think
it's as good as mine, though.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to throw down the gauntlet here. I did a little research on this, all right? Javi Baez attended Arlington Country Day School in Jacksonville, Florida.
All right.
Their nickname is the Apache. Okay. So I'm going to go with Javier the Apache Baez.
The Apache.
The okay. Apache.
The Apache for Javi Baez.
I like it. I like it.
It conjures
up something menacing.
Yeah.
You know, I think to Quentin Tarantino's great movie, Inglourious Bastards, Aldo the Apache. You know, the Apache.
The Apache.
I love it.
Carries a tomahawk at the plate.
Right.
I love it. Especially now that you've referenced Inglourious Bastards, I think that's incredible.
All right. Well, let's keep going. Let's go to the phones. The Apache is a clear favorite from Martyr. Bonnie, what do you like for Javi Baez?
Okay. I had a hard time with this one. I had a few pretty corny ones. But the one I came up with is Dino Baez.
Dino Baez.
Dino Baez.
Why Dino Baez? Dino Baez.
Because he's going to be dynamite.
Okay.
She
brought it together there. She.
I have faith in him.
That is good. I do. Thank you, Bonnie, for that one.
Yeah. It's really stupid.
I think it's. It is stupid.
Maybe it'll grow on
us. Good work.
It could grow on us.
I do like it. It's infectious. I like your energy. I like what you're bringing to the table.
I'm bringing the energy to all the games. So
there you go.
They're still playing, so I've been trying to listen to your program and listen to the game.
Well, this is it. Yeah, they got their
It's getting tight.
I know. The fog moved in, and now it's kind of close. So anyway, I'm still calling him Dino. That's my, Dynamite.
I like it. All right. Thanks,
That's
Bonnie.
That's what I mean.
Thank
you,
for that.
He's going to be good.
There you go. Yeah,
She's into it.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do more Picnic. We haven't even got to Kyle Hendricks yet. A lot flowing in for Javi Baez. We will get to those nicknames when we return. It's Picnic here on The Download. Stay with us. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gone. Go Cubs go indeed. The Chicago Cubs with the victory tonight at Wrigley Field, Woo! Beating the San Diego Padres 8-7 to win their eighth straight. How about that? It's becoming pretty...
It's crazy.
It's almost borderline surreal. Comical in the way that you're like, really? Are we going to do this? Are you going to win 130 games here?
Well, I mean, just that seven-game sweep, we just went into Pittsburgh. And then hosted the Nationals. And when that series started, we started that series, they were the second best team in the National League record-wise. And in those seven games, three at Pittsburgh, four at Wrigley Field, we outscored them 45-21. You know, I mean, we expected good things, but this is crazy.
There's only one team left that I feel like the Cubs just have to conquer mentally, and that's the New York Mets.
It's the Mets, for sure.
And because the Mets are still hanging around. They started a little – they do – like any regular baseball team, they started normal.
Right.
You know?
Well, and they're
– And now they're in the lead in the NL.
Their four starters are elite. Yeah. You know, obviously, Jake Arrieta, I would take him over anybody in the game right now. But to go up against DeGrom, Syndergaard, Mats – and who Harvey. Am I forgetting? And Harvey in a series is just, I mean, that's tough, man. That is a gauntlet.
But have no fear because we have Kyle Hendricks.
that's right.
Tonight at Picnic, we are coming up with nicknames for both Kyle Hendricks and I guess all around infielder utility player Javi Baez. Let's get to some of the nicknames that are coming in. Obviously, this is for prizes for a pair of tickets to the soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field. And a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. Let's nickname for Baez. 773 says Javier Bye Bye Baez.
Okay.
Bye Bye?
I saw that one earlier, actually, when I was doing some research as far as, like, nicknames that people already had for him. That was one of few that was listed. I don't know.
That's a negative connotation, like bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thing, you know, but yeah, I get it, leaving the park kind of thing.
It's no Apache. I'll tell you that right now.
Surprisingly, Rob, yeah. There are some people on the text line that are like, that's offensive. They're giving the a little bit, you know, like we're already past the Illini and the Blackhawks stuff. Why add to it?
It's not offensive because a lot of names in Florida are after Indians or Indian tribes or some sort of Indian reference, and they have been cleared in most cases by the particular tribe or the Indians that they're trying to represent.
Right.
It's only to honor the great Native Americans in that particular part of the country.
You're preaching to the choir. I'm just.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Preach.
847 for let's stay on bias. I'll get to the other ones. Bay. That's pretty good. Bay, like
B A E.
Yeah, B A E for the ladies.
Yeah. Okay.
As in Bay, which stands for before all else. Before all else.
Okay.
So Javier Baez's nickname is Bay.
What about
Hey Bay. Get a hit a home run, Bay. I don't know if that works. That could.
No, it does.
Doesn't work?
It does not work.
All right, keep going. What do you got?
Let's see.
214's got a good one. Javi Boo Boo, like Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, Javi Boo Boo.
Javi Boo Boo.
I could work with that. How about? I took this from my fantasy. You know, like flex. You know, like a utility type.
Oh yeah, right.
It's called flex. It's got some guns too, you know.
Flex so, is not
I,
bad.
I like minimal.
Yeah, because you want to say fast.
One, yeah, flex. Yeah. You know,
free range to flex.
Free, I love free range. By the way, is Martier going to go to that soccer match? Did he win the tickets?
Not. We did not give it to him. We gave it to somebody else. But yeah. All right. There's some good ones here. 847 pepper spray, because he's a spray hitter.
Okay.
Habanero pepper, because I guess he's Latin. Right.
How about the galloping garbanzo? What do you think about that name?
The garbanzo.
Garbanzo's big in Puerto Rican food.
Okay. So the bean you're talking
it's kind
about.
Of a chickpea, I think, the garbanzo.
Yeah.
And I just like galloping. It harkens the old-timey names, right. You know, like for no reason.
Like it's what you'd write in a newspaper.
Right.
The galloping garbanzo. Right.
Yeah. So I like Apache. I don't know. Galloping garbanzo. What else do we do?
Let's see. I think that there was. I like flex. That's good.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the one that I like the most. This one's coming from Tommy. This one's good. Babyface.
Babyface.
Baez kind of has a baby face. He looks like a young kid.
Yeah.
Babyface
Baez. And it's one of those names that rolls through the name, too. Javi Babyface Baez.
Right, exactly.
Right.
That's kind of good. He also has the tweez.
The tweez.
Because he gets his eyebrows tweezed.
And by the way, I'm a little floored that I didn't find that in my research for these players today.
Sometimes it's on look. You just got to look.
You know what? That sounds like a Deshays or Casper thing that they brought up during a broadcast or something.
Well, all right. What are you thinking, Pete? What do you like right now?
I don't know.
All right,
nothing. I mean, nothing's popping out. I mean, they're all okay.
All right. Well, let's try the phones. Joe, you're on. What do you like for Picnic? What do you like for Javi Baez?
Cajone Baez.
Cajone.
Cajone.
Yeah, okay. Like cojones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Javi's got some cojones.
All right.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Thanks for that, Joe. We appreciate that.
I'll write that down.
I'm not sure that one holds.
Cojones.
Javier 708's got Javier Hot Pocket Baez.
Okay.
Because of all of his great catches. Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket. All right. Arm and Hammer. Let's see. A play on third base somewhere, maybe.
815's got for Javi Baez, Bam Bam.
Okay.
That's not a bad one. I like kind of like that. That's got a little Flintstones. You know, maybe he's a young guy. Bam Bam. You
okay.
Know?
Well, he's a young guy.
That's all.
23. Let's see.
847 says Awesome Sauce. And
okay. I mean, you could apply that to anybody.
Yeah.
There's really no play on his name or ethnicity in any way.
Okay. All right, that's pretty much what I have here for all the bias, I think,
okay.
So far. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll get to the news here. When we come back, we'll concentrate on Kyle Hendricks. And Javi Baez is still in play. We thought we would wrap it up. I like Flex. I like Apache. I also like Babyface. And you know what? A little part of me likes
Babyface. Babyface is growing on me, actually, yeah.
A little part of me likes Bay. You know,
okay.
There's a little part of me that's
we'll
like,
keep it open.
Hey, Bay.
We'll keep it open.
Where you at, Bay? Just one of your Len Casper, like, Bay with the stack. Nice play, Bay. All right. We're doing picnic here.
Bay bare hands and throws to first.
Javi Baez and Kyle Hendricks are getting nicknames tonight on Picnic. Stay with us. Doesn't Javi Baez come off the bench a lot? Like, is he a guy who, like, is kind of, he's not starting every game he's playing around?
Yeah, kind of like a Listella thing.
So there's something, maybe there's a bench, kind of bench mob kind of thing in there, you know, like that you could do bench Baez.
Can you do, like, sixth man?
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, steal from a different game, you know, almost like the third corner. Yeah. Nickel. Right? Nickel Baez. No Joan Baez jokes yet. It's too bad. Did you add one?
Could Joan Baez.
Oh, that...
What is it?
That was the... That
could Joan Baez?
That was he... That...
Is that what that one was?
Yeah. I didn't get that. Yeah. I didn't get that. Oh. I just... Because the way he said it, he's like, could Joan. Okay.
We totally didn't...
Yeah, I didn't get Joan it. I thought Cajon... Okay, I get it. Could Joan... Well, think about bench... Yeah. Think about coming off the bench, sixth man, nickel corner, different sports, third line, whatever it is. Javi Baez, we're still searching for. It's still up in the air. If you got a good nickname at home, you can swoop in and win the prizes tonight. 312-981-7200. It's a download here on WGN Radio. We're doing Picnic tonight where we're giving Cubs, the entire 2016 Cubs roster, nicknames, legit, authentic nicknames. And if you are the one who chooses it, you get a prize, giving away tickets to the big Munich, what is it, the AC Milan, yeah, I lost the sheet, but yeah, here it is.
Bayern
AC
Munich.
Milan, Bayern Munich, right. Are playing each other on the 27th of July at Soldier Field. We'll give away a pair of tickets to that. And you got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlets. All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, what do you like? What do you like as a nickname for Javi Baez?
I like Bambino.
Bambino.
Spelled B-E-A-N-O.
Come on, man. Thank you, Bruce. Not sure. That's just that. I'm not sure that that's really not. When I say authentic, legitimate, I think spelling out Beano, B-E-A-N-O, doesn't do the trick. All right, let's go to Carol. Carol, what do you like? You like Javi? You got
Hi.
One for Javi?
Yeah, I do. I want the Javinator.
Oh, the Javinator.
The Javinator.
That's like you just went like Arnold Schwarzenegger on that one. You just put an eater on the back of anything, right? Any of those guys.
You can't put an eater on anything. Yeah. The Javinator.
The Javinator.
All right.
I like that. Thanks, Carol. Thank you for that. Cut her off. Sorry about that, Carol. Okay. So Carrie Becker on Twitter says, how about Hot Hand Javi?
Hot Hand Javi. I like that.
708 says, Baby Cub.
No. Absolutely not. No. By the way, how about so we totally spaced on Cajon Baez.
That was so good.
Yeah,
it's such a good one. Now.
Now it's like it's skyrocketing.
But he just said Cajon.
Well, no, right? Like, he didn't sell it well.
Yeah, he didn't sell it well.
How about Cajon?
Exactly. How about Cajon? Okay.
But Cajon Baez.
Cajon Baez is pretty good. But as a nickname, that's great. As like a pun, like for a sportscaster.
Right.
But it's tough to be like, all right, two guys on, let's get Cajon Baez up.
Right.
It's not really, doesn't really scream successful
right.
Chicago Cubs player. Matandolo.
Matandolo.
That means killing it in Spanish. That's
okay.
6-3-0. Matandolo. Javi Matandolo. Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
I think they're going for the same Javi Baez.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's Jalapeno.
I'm looking at some old Cubs names right now.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln Sweetbread Bailey.
So, yeah, we're not the first. Okay. Javi Naguila Baez. He's okay. A Jewish Puerto Rican, right?
Yes.
That's what 6312 Baez does is a Jewish name.
It is a Jewish surname. It is of Arabic. What's the word? It's Arabic.
Yeah.
It's got roots. What is it? Jave Nagila?
They're just Javi Nagila. Get it?
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Nagila. Yeah. But if he's not Jewish, then that doesn't work. Because you're not going to say Javi Nagila.
For the sake of this segment, can we just say that Javi Baez is Jewish? Yeah.
We've got 815 saying, my mother watches all the games and calls Baez the hot tamale.
Okay.
That's not bad. I like that. You're right. The Javi Nagila is pretty good.
Javi Nagila is really, I think that's exceptional.
That's really good.
I'm looking through Joan Baez's playlist here, guys, and one of her songs is called Silky.
Okay.
As in Silky Smooth.
God, Martier is good at this game.
That is, man. Silky.
He's going to have a whole section at that soccer game, I think.
I'm going to be sitting by myself. What are you talking about?
Esmeralda, what do you think of that? I mean, that takes a lot, though, if you think about it. That's like you got to go deep, but at least there's a great origin story there.
I mean, yeah, but then what, are you going to explain the origin story every time? Because, yeah, no, it's a deep cut.
Let's go Silky. And you're like, why Silky? Yeah. Well, on Joan Baez's fourth record, she on the ninth track, it's actually a B-side.
Yeah, yeah.
That
see,
might be tough.
It's a little, maybe for the Joan Baez Cub fans.
Not her early 60s, a little bit more mid to late 60s.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it was that period where she was...
she was working out on a hammer dulcimer. She was trying some electric stuff. All right, let's see. Should we move on? Maybe let's try. Let's keep going. Let's go to Emilio. Emilio, what do you like? Emilio, are you there?
Yes. Hi,
right. Emilio. What do you like? What do you like for Baez?
I think the triple B will be fine since he plays third base. Talk about Bam Bam Baez.
Bam Bam Baez. That's the second one I've heard for that. Thanks, Emilio. That's good. I like that. Bam Bam Baez.
Bam Bam Baez.
Like Bam Bam, like a play, like you're on the hot corner. Bam
Absolutely.
Bam, what a play. He made a great play. Wow, that was so fast.
Okay, all right.
Bam Bam, he hit a home run like that. Wham Bam.
That doesn't crack the top five. I don't think so.
Klein, you have no love for the Baez nicknames.
Well, no, I do. I think it's pretty darn good.
All right, let's try Kyle Hendrick. Kyle Hendricks, of course, we know as the fifth starter for the Cubs. What do we know about him? He's a smart guy. You said he went to Dartmouth.
He's a smart guy.
But on the field, like, he's known to be a brainy kind of player.
He's a brainy guy, very cerebral player, kind of player that Joe Maddon loves. Joe Maddon often says he doesn't have to say anything or do anything with Kyle Hendricks, just kind of lets him off into his own little world. Mm. And, he's a guy that we've had now for 3 years. We got him in the Ryan Dempster trade. He's a tall drink of water. 6'3", okay. 190, very slim build, has some plus off-speed pitches,
okay,
you know, curve, nice little cutter.
Cutter.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
773's got one for Hendricks, Madman, a Christina Hendricks reference.
Okay. His middle name is Christian.
Christian.
Yeah, Kyle Christian Hendricks.
847 says for Hendricks, Voodoo Child.
Okay. I like playing on the Jimi Hendrix thing. Yeah, we got, what could you do there? Winnie Hendrix or Wind Cries Harry. hey, Joe. I mean, just simple.
Hey, Joe. All right. Let's
I don't know. What about the brain or...
Yeah, that could work, like, because he is kind of known. I've always felt that he's the Scott Sanderson of this squad. He looks the same. He's kind of like at that posture.
Yeah.
He's got the posture. Maybe there's a posture something in there with him.
Okay.
He's got good posture. The tall, straight back
he
kind
does.
Of posture.
Well, he's just very, yeah, and he's just, you know, he's just so even keel. Like, I don't think I would enjoy a night out with Kyle Hendricks. You know, like, I don't.
What about, this comes in here, because he's an Ivy League guy.
Okay.
Call him Ivy.
Ivy.
With the Ivy and the...
maybe something with Dartmouth.
Yeah, like Dartmouth, like darts. What do you say when you get a perfect dart?
How about Jimmy Neutron?
Jimmy Neutron. That's
okay.
Not bad, but his name's Kyle. That's freaks you out.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Hmm. Kyle. Doogie? No, or...
Doogie Howser.
I like that.
The Rooster. Good. Hendricks. Hen.
Okay.
That could be good. That's always good.
I'm trying to think of some sort of Hendrix gin angle. I can't really think of anything there.
319 says the Watchtower. That's not bad.
Actually, I like that.
Right?
It plays on Jimi Hendrix and his 6'3".
Yeah, he's
his
called
height.
Watchtower.
Yeah, the Watchtower.
Yeah, it's not bad. Kyle Plain Jane Hendrix.
Okay.
6'3". 224, the Calculator. Oh!
Boom.
I like that. The Calculator.
The Abacus.
I love the. He's like, I don't want to be called the Calculator.
The Calculator.
You want to be called the Calculator if you're an athlete.
Oh, I like Calculator.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I don't know if it beats the Watchtower. That's pretty good.
Watchtower's up there, too.
What else do we have? My buddy Tommy says Slim Digits.
Slim Digits.
Meaning he's slim, he's skinny guy, and he's also a math guy. Slim Digits.
Slim Digits. It's dropping a mixtape. Slimmy Digits. I like that.
Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200. The call's coming in. Ivy Leaguer. 312
Ivy
says
Leaguer.
Ivy Leaguer.
Let's see.
630 reminds us that he's already been called a professor for a couple of years now, but we said at the top of the segment that that's not acceptable.
It's not
There's
acceptable.
Already a professor. It was Brad Palmer in town. He can't take the sportscaster's nickname. Sorry, Kyle, you're not from here. I know you're not from here, but you can't come in with it, something that everybody knows. It's like,
right.
I'm like, hey, I'm Justin. They call me Iron Mike. No, it doesn't work. You
right.
can't do that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Hey.
Air.
Hey, I'm Justin. My friends call me Sweetness. No,
yeah,
right. No, you can't do that. You're out. No, get a new one.
He went to Capistrano Valley High School. Some sort of play on the maybe the Swallows of Capistrano or the.
Okay.
Who knows?
Let's try Bill. Let's try Bill. Bill, what do you like for Kyle Hendrix? What do you got?
You read my text wrong. It's supposed to be the Calculate Thor. Get it? Because it brings the thunder.
Oh, like a Thor.
Calculate Thor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Thanks, Bill.
Calculate Thor.
That. You got to do that when you give that nickname.
Absolutely.
Right? The Calculator Thor. Yeah.
God, he loves it the most.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay. So, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. And we need a couple more Kyle Hendrix because the list, we could just go off the three. I love the idea of letting Esmeralda pick the winner. Last week we kind of went around the horn. Each one of us gave what we thought.
Okay.
Esmeralda picks the winner.
All right.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you want to get in right before the deadline, we'll take this break and we'll come back. We'll do the winners. Stay with us. Kyle Hendrix, there you go. I'm playing Picnic here on the download, giving nicknames to the 2016 Chicago Cubs. Tonight, Kyle Hendrix and Javi Baez pretty much got our finalists, and we're going to let the team weigh in on what they think, and then Esmeralda here is going to choose the winner. 630, he's met Brett. He said, Brad Palmer, really? He's mad that I'm giving the professor, the nickname that Kyle Hendrix has to Brad Palmer, because it's Brad Palmer's nickname. Hey, I'm Justin. People call me the Red Baron.
Right.
I'm so. Oh, I can't use that. No, you can't use that.
No.
Hey, I'm Justin. People call me Zonk.
You're right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm Justin. That's... People. Yeah. People call me Mark Grace.
Right. Can't do that.
No. All right. Well, do we have any more for Hendrix?
Okay, let me see what we got. Not that we can read on the air.
Perfect.
I do like Ivy Leaguer. That's not a bad. Okay, so I'm going to add that to the list. Okay, since let's start with you, Pete. What do you like? Okay, here's what I got. Can I read the finals?
Yeah.
All right, these are for, these are in no particular order. These are for Javi Baez.
Mm-hmm.
Babyface, Flex, Apache, Bay. Which needs to be read like Cat Williams. Gonna hit the ball to Bay. And he gonna throw over to first Bay. Who do you? How is that? Cajon Baez. That's so good. Hot Tamale. And Javi Nagila.
Mm.
What do you like, Pete?
I like Javi Nagila, but... I don't know if I'm, like, cheering for him. I'm like, Javi Nagila. Right. I might go Babyface.
Babyface.
I'm going to go Babyface.
What do you like? Matt Klein in studio with us. Babyface, Flex, Apache, Bay.
I like Apache.
You like Apache?
I think Apache. And I like how Rob dug for that. You know,
he did
some serious work on that one.
I think it almost gets into me, Apache, which is awesome with the research. It falls in the same problem Esmeralda was talking about earlier, that how do you explain to the person sitting next to you, why did you just call Javi Baez Apache? Well, he went to school at a middle school in Florida where the mascot was the Apache. It's hard.
Oh, but in baseball, though, you have plenty of time to give the narrative. You have plenty of time to give a backstory.
Exactly.
That's what's great. No, seriously, that's what's great about baseball because that's have long periods of time where you go, all right, and Javi, the Apache Baez up to bat. By the way, the nickname Apache came when Javi Baez was, you know, I mean,
ball two.
Plenty of time.
There's a foul ball.
Yeah,
he steps off the rubber.
Yeah.
Right, it takes like 45 minutes to get a third inning. A couple coming in, 224, Kyle Hella Hendricks. And Kyle the Savior Hendricks, since Christian is his middle name.
I see.
And someone was angry with the Watchtower because I said that was a Hendricks, but it's actually a Bob Dylan song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, come on, I don't think that changes anything.
Yeah, I was putting
Hendricks. So for Kyle Hendricks, back to you guys. Kyle Hendricks, the Watchtower, the Calculator, the Calculator.
Yeah!
Or an Ivy Leaguer.
Right. You actually have to follow Calculator. Yeah!
I also wanted to add Cupcake and the Creeper to Hendricks.
The Creeper.
Wait, together?
No.
The Creeper Cupcake.
No, Cupcake or the
That's
Creeper.
That's just one nickname, yeah. The Cupcake and the Creeper.
Well, these were actual Jimi Hendrix nicknames.
Oh, they were?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, I like Cupcake Creeper. Like, he's a creeper for cupcakes.
Could do that.
I think Slim Digits is pretty solid.
All right, we're at the end of the show,
like,
so why don't we give it to Esmeralda. Esmeralda, okay, so for Javi Baez, we've got Babyface Flex, Apache, yeah. Bay. Could Joan Baez, Hot Tamale, or Javi Nagila?
I gotta go with Babyface.
Oh, there
I like
it is.
The Javier Babyface okay. Baez.
I think that's the best one.
The
Babyface. There
Bay
you go.
was close second.
Did you like Cat Williams, Bay?
Yes.
How are you telling me? Bay? Yeah, I told you to leave my house.
Okay.
You won? Okay. All right, I'll do my whole. I'll do a 1 hour special with Cat Williams tomorrow night. Okay, so Babyface, I like that. Babyface is the winner. For Kyle Hendricks, we have the Watchtower, we have the Calculator, we have the Calculator Thor. Thor, yeah. Ivy Leaguer and the Creeper.
Mm, what was the.
The first one, I think let's get rid of the other. The Calculator Thor. I don't know if that's going to work. I like the idea, but
the calculator's good.
I think it's the Watchtower,
the Abacus,
the Calculator, because he's tall, he's smart, he's a pitcher, he's not an overpowering guy. He's a very precise player.
Oh,
so, and his last name's Hendricks, so that's why we got Watchtower or the Calculator.
Right, I kind of like Calculator.
All right, there it is. Yeah. The Calculator.
Right. Did it.
And there was a winner on the calculator. Babyface was done by my buddy Tommy, so he's not going to get any of this stuff. But for everybody playing tonight, let's give away. What do you want to do? Do you want to give to the calculator? Is on here. We'll find the calculator tweet, and we'll give you one. And then, you know, just for the I will give the just for the fun of it, let's give the Cajon Baez. Let's give him the
2 3-day passes to the Festival of Pretension for the Joan Baez.
Cajon Baez goes Cajon to Baez. Let's go give him the Builder Supply Outlet. And then why don't we give for I really do like Javi Nagila. That's really good too. So why don't we throw a pizza as an honorable mention to
pizza.
Javi Nagila. Matt Klein from the Cubs Fan Jam crew, good to see you. Thanks for being here,
hey,
man.
Hey, buddy, my pleasure.
It.
My pleasure.
Esmeralda, great job. Great judging once again. We now have four nicknames, you guys. This is good. This is really good. All right, that's going to do it for tonight. Picnic next Tuesday. We'll pick two more Cubs, probably White Sox. Let's do White Sox. Do it next week. Thanks for playing.